Zok the Helga Mishnah Baita. Once again, we're going to meet our friends over here. Shloisha Achim, we have three brothers. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Please write it down. I'm telling you, it's so much easier to understand it. Shnayim Mehem, two of them, Reuven and Shimon, Nesuyim are married, Shteachoyse, two sisters, to Rachel and Leah. The Echad Nasu Nachris. And one of them, Levi, is married to a stranger. He's married to Chana. Stranger because she's not a sister, not to Rachel, not to Levi. Even though it sounds like we're repeating the same case again and again, but what happened is different in each case. Like in this case, where the Mishnah continues up here, Peri Gimel Mishnah Zayin, Meis Echad Mibali Achayas, Reuven dies. Don't worry, he'll be back, as you see. But in our Mashal, Reuven dies. The Kanas Nasi Nachris is Ishtai. Levi was Miyavim Rachel. He took her in. Why not? Shimon can't. Because Rachel is Leah's wife. And Shimon is married to Leah, but Levi can. So now Rachel and Chana Atzaris. They're co-wives to Levi. Umeisa Ishta Shosheni. Now Leah dies. The Achakach Meis Nasui Nachris. Then Levi died. So Shimon, who doesn't have a wife now, he says, could I be Miyavim, one of Levi's wives, either Rachel or Chana? Now, there may be a Svara that Shimon would have that he could be Miyavim Rachel. Rachel is his sister's wife. Leah is not alive anymore, not in this world. Now, Achais Ishtai is different than the other Ervas. Most other Ervas, once a daughter-in-law, always a daughter-in-law. Doesn't make a difference what happens. But a wife's sister, one is allowed to marry a wife's sister if the wife dies. So maybe Shimon, being that Leah is not alive anymore, shouldn't be able to be Miyavim Rachel. And the answer is no. Herezu Asura Olav Elamis, she's Aser indefinitely, forever. Hoyel V'nesru Olav Sha'achas, being that she was Aser to him during that one time period. What we're saying is like this. It's true. If there was no Yivim Shaila here, it's just a Shaila, Shimon is married to Leah, Leah dies. Fine, Shimon can marry Rachel. But because Rachel was once married to Reuven, and because Reuven died, and at that time, Rachel fell to Yivim to Shimon. And he could not be Miyavim her, because at that time Leah was alive, she's his wife's sister. Once there's no Yivim, then Rachel will always retain the Isser of Eshes Ach. You're not allowed to marry your wife's brother. The only time someone can marry his wife's brother is if his brother dies without children. But in this case, even though his brother died without children, there was no Yivim. Because at that time he was married to her sister. So she will remain now in Eshes Ach forever. That's not going to change. Now what the Mishnah doesn't tell us is whether or not Shimon could be Miyavim Chana. The Svara is, says the Batrura Chaylesis Le'misivim. On the one hand, Chana and Rachel are Tzarais, but Rachel is no longer his wife's sister, so why should Chana be a Tzara Serva? But Lemaisa, Rachel is Aser to him, even though his wife died, because at one point she was Eshes Ach, and there was no Yivim. So therefore, Chana would have to give Chalitza, and he would not be able to be Miyavim. Now we have one more case. Once again, same background, but something's going to happen that we did not learn about till now. Shloisha Achim, three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Told you Reuven's going to be back. Shnayim Mehen, Nesuyim, Shtei Achoyes, Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Echad Nasi Nachris, that's Levi. Levi is married to Chana. Geirish, Echad Yibali Achoyes, is Ishtai. One of the husbands of the sisters divorced his wife. Reuven, in this case, divorced Rachel. And then, Umeis Nasu Nachris, then Levi dies. Uchinosa Hamigarish, and Reuven is Miyavim Chana. No problem with that. Umeis. Now Reuven dies. Now what's with Shimon here? It's like the Mishnah, Zoyisha Amru, this is exactly the case that we were talking about in the very first Mishnah. Over there we learned Vakulan Shemesu and Hisgarish in regard to all of the Ervas, if they died or they were divorced before their husband died, Sarasei Mutaris, their Tzareis are Mutar. We're going to turn to Shimon and say, look, Shimon, Baruch Hashem, your wife Leah is alive. You can't marry Rachel, but Rachel wasn't married to Levi. Yeah, but Rachel was married to Reuven, And Chana was married to Reuven. Yeah, but not at the same time. By the time Reuven was Miyavim Chana, Rachel was out of the picture. He had divorced her from before. And if they died or they were divorced from before, then it doesn't affect their tzara. I don't say Rachel and Chana are tzarais. They were never married together to the same husband. So again, Bekulan, Shemeso, and Esgarsho, in regard to all the 15 Arayas, if they died or they were divorced before their husband died, in this case, Reuven divorced her before he died, Tzaraseim Ataris, their Tzarais are Mutter. So again, chazring over our Mishnah. We have three brothers. Two of them are married to two sisters. We have Levi is married to Chana. Reuven dies. Levi is Miyavim Rachel. Now Leah dies. And then Levi died. Poor Shimon. What does he do here? He doesn't have a wife. Levi was married to Rachel and Chana. Could he be Miyavim Rachel? On the one hand, Leah is not alive anymore. She's no longer his wife's sister. His wife is not in this world. Answer, no. Because when Reuven died, Rachel fell Liyivim to Shimon. And at that point, it cannot be Miyavim, because at that point, she still was his wife's sister. Leah was alive. And once she falls to Yivim and there's no Yivim, then she's Eshesach. And that Isser stays. Although we're not told in the Mishnah whether Shimon could be Miyavim Chana or not, but the Svar Yis says about Tanura that she's Chalatzis Vulei Mesyavimis. Then we had the last case. Three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Two are married to two sisters, Reuven to Rachel, Shimon to Leah. Levi's married to Chana. Reuven divorces Rachel. That's the first thing that took place. Then Reuven dies. Rachel never fell Liyivim to Shimon and Levi. She was divorced before her husband died. Then Levi dies, and Reuven is Miyavim, his wife Chana. And now Reuven dies. So we turn to the surviving brother Shimon. He's still married to Leah. This Rachel is still his wife's sister, but she was divorced before Reuven died. And there's Chana. Shimon cannot marry Rachel. That's obvious. Leah is still alive. It's his wife's sister. Because Shimon takes Chana. Chana was married to Reuven, and Rachel was once married to Reuven. So maybe she's a Tzaras Erva. Answer, not a problem. Rachel was divorced before Reuven died. She never fell a Yivam. And this is what we learned in the first mission of Akulan Shemesu and Isgarshu. Tzaraseyen Mutarais.